From 17 gardens to a bunker, here's a look at some luxury homes in Thailand with unique features. We also visit a space that's designed to be an incubator for creators and innovators in arts, food, and more.
This is a place where we let color go mad, where we let art go mad, where we let the gardens go a little bit wild. It's that very, very fine line between jungle chaos and dirtiness and between the tame jungle and something that feels very natural, but at the same time is very controlled. The style and the approach to this home for Bon Botanica is, in Indonesian, it's called Lebih Gila Lebih Baik. The crazier, the better. It has no bounds, it has no limits. Almost everything that we have here is recycled. That something that's old has this gravitas, has this feeling that you can't replace by the things that are brand new today. I defy you to see more than 1% of the items in this entire compound that's new. One of our guest rooms is called the Horny Room. There's something like a couple of dozen beautiful, mostly Burmese, wooden carved deer heads, antelope heads, and then antelope racks. Together as a group, it becomes very successful. Our master bedroom is accentuated by a beautiful 18th century carved wooden arch, and it's from the Dutch embassy. And it's two big, beautiful carved wooden lions on both sides. And so in the Bon Botanica is like a constantly revolving showcase of the latest things and the best of all the antiques that we've been fishing for the last 20 years. When we started this many years ago, we took over basically a shell. The house was very different then. Now it's this virtual tame jungle, if you will. Every single year, we go through major renovations because Chirachai and I, we use this house as a place for experimentation. We're architects, we're landscape architects. So if we have a new idea, we'll try it out here first. I think that the house itself, while it's small and layered, full of artwork, and what sets it apart really is the gardens. One of the main principles of Bun Botanica's 17 pocket gardens is the gate.
It's all about what you see every day and then you, how you appreciate things to put in the garden. I want to achieve a surprise to the visitor, our friend, or whoever never been to our house. So you don't see garden at one time. You have to look for it. You have to look around it. Sometimes you get lost. Whenever we come home from the outside, from work, when we arrive to the main door, you feel so much different. You feel so calm as you see our house full with trees.
For me, Bun Botanica is a cornucopia of the finest antiques and art and animals that I have ever come across in the last 25 years.
The idea from first time that I see the site, I feel like just sitting there on the lawn under the tree is only happy. So why not make everywhere blend as one? The interior blend with architecture. You see no boundary of it, and then beyond that, it engages to the surrounding around us. The area was being chosen by the owner because of relationship to the golf. The site, they actually small hill. The elevation of road up into top of the hill is almost like 10 meters away, which is give us a lot of opportunity to design something and then be part of the hill like this. What makes the home distinctive to other house? Of course, this house is being multi-family. We have to organize them in a special way. Being part of the surrounding, being grow from the ground, and then it attaches as if it was a tree. So once the architecture is generating by flow of the tree, it makes architecture not look so blocky. So the house has a life by itself. The tree is the main element of the house. The first idea is try to keep all of them 100%. But of course, we know that we cannot keep all. We have to use different techniques. we have main core at the center point, and then we kind of spread each family as a wing. Some tree that you may see in this corridor, we allow the branch to punch into the roof line and then work them strong enough not to ruin the whole roof. Each branch is like working along with architecture. The first family got two bedrooms up here, and then they got three bedrooms for the guests downstairs, and then another two bedrooms for family number two. The idea of the master room, other room as well, is like boundaryless. It's blurred between inside and outside. They can open the windows, open the curtain, and then see direct to the golf course. That is his favorite kind of activity every day. Even on the part of the swimming pool that we have here, because we have a lot of trees, why not we just swim among the trees? If we just put the swimming pool parallel to the house, we have to cut at least three or four trees that run along the facade of the architecture. So we have to put the pool in another angle, make it swing itself in between the empty space that we have left. And then with that resource, the pool is kind of angled to the living area. We can have a swimming place that brings yourself into the nature. The Thai architecture mostly in the past rely on the craftsmanship of contractor. You can see the pattern of the wood that being more advanced in terms of layout. So we use that skill to create those patterns that are probably hard to find nowadays. We use some of the material like a brass or copper. Probably I just need it to be represent Thai senses. The circle tourist, I think it's become the area that we can have place to sit back, relax, and then enjoy the whole facade of the house. I think not many houses in Thailand that have this kind of space that, okay, we have a space that we can show our house, proud of it. I see the happiness in their eyes, a relaxation that he have all month long that he stay here. That is the most proud of me, to see people like happy in what they achieve, because this is an award for their life.
So we discussed the house have to look like ziggurat, have to look like a bunker. And people will look at the house at the first time, they may be curious, what is this? It don't look like a house. But then when you get into inside, it look different from outside. The house, as you see, is relaxed. I had a dream that when I want to build a house, it has to be different. have to look simple but look different. It's not that easy. The style is modern house, but it's not just the architect's approach. This house is a kind of engineering marvel. We have a lot of engineering approach. For example, no column. You need engineer to calculate and design very well. But the most interesting, I believe that is a swimming pool upstairs. Can you believe that what swimming pool is second floor and you still have a view in the first floor? It's not that easy. So it's not just architecture genius. I want to say it's engineering genius too that helped me to build this house. During afternoon time, it's very hot. So the idea you have to prevent the heat transfer inside the house. So even I start with two layers of brick, it's not enough. We impose another layer that is steel layer outside as insulator. So the sun and the heat come to the house, it protects by the metal sheet. And inside, is the air. It still feel not hot at all, very comfortable because of that material. Seeing the house look like bunker, it's not that easy that the lights can go inside the house. So the idea that you need a courtyard, so that bring the light into the house. And not only the courtyard bring the light, you have a tree that you can feel you close to environment, you close to the nature. And I love the free space, so you can look at everywhere and you see like it's a free space. You cannot separate from inside and outside. The house is built to match the living style of my family. This house, we live three generations, we live together. My dad and my mom, I myself and my wife and our kid. Each of generation have our own space, but also we have shared space that we can live together. This is the idea of the house. For myself and my wife, we love working. We need to have working room, big table. So a lot of document, and sometimes we need this room as a meeting room. So my wife and I myself, we share the room together. And for the third generation, our boy, he got his own room, the playroom. If you ask me which area I love most, I love library, that when I work, when I read books and enjoy my night time because I love reading. I'm a professor, so in my library, you can find many kinds of books. I have engineering books, I have history books, I love art books, I love architecture books. So a lot of books over there, but not only just books. I also have some more collection. I love Iron Man, few, maybe 20 of them. So makes the library look vibrant and enjoy to work with, enjoy to study inside. The most important if you want to build your own house, it's not necessary to be luxury, to be big, but you have to make the house as your own home. You have to live well, and you have to live happily with your family, someone that you love. This is the most important, and this house, they fulfill everything.
Chiang Mai is actually a very vibrant and there are so many hidden talent around, but I think we're lacking as a city, a space to bring everyone together in one place. Khan Village is actually designed to be an experiment and also resonated with the idea that craft, you cannot really specify the origin of it, but it's always a combination and inspiration that are taken from other culture as well as their own. I think that's the beauty of culture, right? It's kind of always melting and blending with each other. Our vision is to create a space that embraces all culture and all walks of life, welcoming people from everywhere, and create a place to connect them through the love of art, crafts, and culture. Architecture here also reflects that. It's a mixture of Asian culture. As you can see, throughout all the designs, interior, exterior. So if anyone asks me what our building style is, I would say inevitably Asian. The hidden gem in Khan Village, I would say, is our archive room. It's a textile collection of my mother's that span over 30 years. She's been collecting since she was young. As you can see, our textile is sectioned in four different regions: the Northeast region, the Northern, the South, and the Northern tribal textile. We also have a collection of silverware and silver jewelry that belongs to each of the region. My personal favorite is this particular necklace. Imagine someone who's 60, 70 years old and has such an amazing creativity, just looking around her and create this beautiful pieces that are of fruits and vegetables that it's her favorite. Both my parents are architects. My background is also an architect, and my brother, however, is in hospitality. We're like perfect two sides of the coin. We both help take care of the space. My mom and my grandma is actually born in Chiang Mai, Old City. So my mom moved to Bangkok to work. She has her own company, and after 30 years of doing business, she wanted to create something for the community and give something back to her hometown. I think Chiang Mai is such a perfect place as an incubator of creativity because of its environment and the community that exists. Not only the new upcoming and creative people, there's also a lot of traditional and artisanal community that still exists and thriving in Chiang Mai. And I think that's such an important factor that helps propel the movement forward.
I recently moved here and I fall in love with the city. It's a lot about the craft scene here that I really like as I am a graphic designer myself. I think a lot of people right now, they move to Chiang Mai because it's a different place, different vibe, different feeling. And also in terms of resources and input, Chiang Mai has a lot of craftsmen that you can collaborate with. I've met a lot of designer friends and creative people here at Khan Village. It's like a melting pot where everyone come and hang out and meet new people. And sometimes they collaborate on projects that has a lot of potential.
What we are very proud of is our connection to the local community, both the immediate surrounding as well as the local creative community, where they come and use the space. I think that's when the connection and the community are formed. I think it is very important to preserve art, craft, and our culture. It's just a medium that a lot of people connect to each other with. You're going to the market, you're in the environment, you see all this around you, but I think it's just a matter of seeing the importance and appreciating it. This is such a pivotal moment in our time. The crafts community are dying out, and wouldn't it be such a shame that our grandchildren will never get to see all these beautiful things and hear all these beautiful stories, and what exists would just be merely in the textbook.